How many cares one loses when one decides not to be something, but to be someone. Coco Chanel. Everywhere I turn, I hear people are overwhelmed. Married or single, with kids or not, working or not, people are struggling to keep their heads above the water of their lives. We're overwhelmed by our to-do lists. We're overwhelmed by all the information coming at us. We're overwhelmed by how fast everything is moving and how fast we must run to keep up. We try to simplify. We try to get more organized. We try not to sweat the small stuff. We try to meditate or do yoga. But nothing seems to help very much. There are good reasons for feeling this way. Daily life is more demanding and less spacious than it once was. We are flooded with information and choices. We are all doing too much and have fewer options than we might like. When I ask people about feeling overwhelmed, the words I most often hear are inadequate and helpless. That's because when we have trouble keeping up, we're sure it is our fault. Thinking this way only adds to our sense of overwhelm, because on top of all that we have to do, we are now carrying the belief that there is something about us that makes us unable to cope. I've been contemplating this problem for a while now, and the more I look at it, the more it seems to me that the reason we can't seem to get a handle on things is that we haven't gotten to the heart of the problem, that on top of all we have to deal with, we fundamentally don't trust ourselves. We don't trust in our capacity to deal with life as it comes at us, so we are in a perpetual state of fear and worry. Or we try to control life through perfectionism and freak out when we or others make a mistake. We take on too much because we don't trust our judgment of what we should be doing, or we don't trust that we will be acceptable to others if we say no. We don't trust ourselves to make the right choices, so we spend tremendous energy deciding and then second-guess ourselves after the fact. We consult friend after friend and expert after expert, or surf the net endlessly, looking for more information. We don't trust our parenting instincts. I just read an article in Child saying that never have parents done so much right and felt so anxious about making mistakes. So in our self-doubt, we overwhelm our children with too much, which overwhelms us managing and paying for it all. We don't trust our feelings, so we stay as busy as possible to avoid them. We seem to have lost the sense of ourselves as reliable sources of the wisdom we need to navigate through our lives. Instead, we see only our problems. Each and every one of us can catalog in detail the whats and whys of the ways we are screwed up, flawed, broken. I have low self-esteem, so I can't say no. I'm a procrastinator, an introvert, a control freak. Of course we don't trust ourselves. Why should we, when all we recognize about ourselves is what's wrong with us? It's no wonder we feel this way. We are flooded every day with messages about what's wrong with us, what kind of disorder, syndrome, or problem we have, and what we should be doing or buying to fix ourselves. Our teeth aren't white enough. We aren't good enough parents. We're eating too much. We have ADHD. There are precious few messages out there that we are fine just the way we are. That's why so many people are attracted to Buddhism these days, I believe, because this is one of its main messages. Or that we have what we need to deal with life. No wonder we feel overwhelmed. All the messages we hear reinforce that we can't manage as we are. For instance, several years ago, Ann Landers was asked what question she was most frequently asked. "What's wrong with me?" she replied. From birth, we're now examined for any deviation from what some expert considers normal. Fully one-third of school children are now on some kind of prescribed drug for a disorder. My local newspaper's lifestyle section is 10 pages. Recently, I counted how many pages were taken up with advice columns. Half, excluding ads. Two general advice columns, plus one each on sex, money, parenting, manners, relationships, and romance.